Hey there, this is the Teacher Biz Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather O'Donnell. I want to share with you a quick social media strategy that is completely free to use, took me years to figure out, and is really effective.
It's not that long ago that I was walking in your shoes. I remember driving to work every day and feeling trapped. Because I had gone to school, I got a master's, I got the job that my friends couldn't get, and yet, for me, teaching wasn't as fulfilling as I always thought that it would be. The focus was more on test scores than on humans, and I was so limited in the impact that I could actually make. I just want to tell you what I wish I could go back and tell the kindergarten teacher version of myself, and that is just how much is waiting for you beyond the classroom. How you can use your teacher skills and the experience you fought for with this fancy thing called the internet to make a limitless impact that just isn't possible within the walls of your classroom. You can build a business around your life that brings you actual fulfillment along with a living that you can actually live on and a pay scale that's determined by you instead of your district. There's more than one way to be a teacher, and spoiler alert, I am not talking about teachers pay teachers, and that is not your only option. I know this is possible because I've done it myself. I stopped teaching to stay home with my kids, and in the margins of my day, I have built a solid, life-giving online business that has helped hundreds of thousands of families, replaced my teacher income several times over, and given me the flexibility that I crave as a mom of two little kids. I love my business. I am having fun in this job that I've created for myself, and I just want to teach you everything I know because I know that if I can do this, you can do this too. Hit subscribe and get ready to learn how to build a profitable business with a lot less effort than it takes to run a classroom.
When you are just getting started on social media, it makes a lot of sense to start on the platform that you spend the most time on personally. So for me, that platform is Instagram. That's the place that I'm most likely to scroll if I'm actually scrolling on my phone. Maybe that's different for you, but think about where your people hang out, where your target customer is actually spending their time online, and think about the platform that you enjoy actually spending your time on too, because yes, that matters, and choose that platform to start with. A mistake that people often make when they're just getting started in social media is that they want to do all of the platforms at once. They want to be posting everywhere, every day. And my friend, that is not sustainable, especially when you're just starting out. Instead, choose one platform to start with. Figure it out. See what's working there. Do some experiments. Try to come up with a consistent routine that you can stick with and stick to that one platform. So for me, that is Instagram. And I have been recently, over the past couple of months, playing on Instagram a little bit more. And I've invested in so many courses because when I want to learn how to do something well, especially in business, of course, I'm going to buy myself a digital course. I love a good digital course and I believe in them. But there's so much to be said for actually using the platform and trying to reverse engineer things yourself. Before you go investing in all of those very many digital courses out there on social media, which are of course vary in quality, let me tell you that firsthand. Some are so much better than others, but I don't think you need to start with a course for social media. Instead, I think you really need to put on a detective's hat and study the platform yourself. So here's the strategy that I want to tell you about. I want you to go into the app, go onto the platform, do it from your phone because that's where most people are looking at social media by and large. Hardly ever does someone ever for personal use go onto their computer to use social media. However, us as business owners often are posting on our computer because for us, it's work. But for our target customer, it is absolutely not work. It is for enjoyment. And so do it from your phone and study what is actually working well on that platform. And here's what that means. That means get off of your home feed and start to look at things that are reaching new people on that platform. So for Instagram, this means going to the Explore page, which before I started using this strategy, my friends, I had never clicked on the Explore page of Instagram, but many, many people do that regularly. I would be interested to hear if you're one of them or not, but go to that Explore page and scroll through things that are actually showing up for you on that Explore page. It would be helpful to be following accounts that are in the same target market, in the same business topic area as you. And that signals to the platform what you're interested in, what you're about, and then start scrolling through and see what they're showing you. As you do this, study those posts because there's a science to it. Instagram or whatever platform you're on, they're not just randomly picking things to show you. They are picking things that they really think based on your data. And of course, this is not people actually thinking about you. It's all programmed into the algorithm, but they're showing you things that they think that you'll actually want to see based on your past behavior on the platform. So when you see each post, think about what are they doing in their video? You know, of course, it's probably going to be a short form video that you see, especially on Instagram, but on most platforms these days. What are they doing in this video? Are they showing themselves on camera? Are they moving? Is it a B-roll behind the scenes kind of video with text on top of it? Is it a face to camera, someone talking out an idea to a camera style video? Is it a scenery style with text overlay? Study what's happening. Then think about the hook that they're using in their video, in their post. And as I do that, as I read their first sentence, usually for me, if it's something that I like, an idea will pop about how I could use a similar hook with my target business. So of course, I am not stealing anyone's content. Let me say that clearly. I am not, you should not. Of course, let's all respect each other as creators, but that doesn't mean that we can't be inspired by someone else's work. So for example, if I see a post that is something like three reasons I'm loving whatever it is this summer, and it's about food or home or parenting or whatever, I can change that and make it something like three reasons I love my teacher biz in the summer and give you reasons in a post. It could also be maybe like a tutorial. Maybe it's a recipe. Maybe they're breaking down how to cook a dinner for your family. And you can switch that to whatever your business topic is, but use them as a model in the way that they broke things down. Maybe it's quick cuts for each step, or maybe they're lingering on the best looking step for longer, things like that. And maybe I could do steps to use social media for your business, or, you know, because that's the topic we're talking about now. But for any other process that's relevant for my business topic, but I can use their work as a model in the way that I present it to my people. So that's one thing. And what I like to do is have a note on my phone going with ideas that come up for me when I'm looking at other people's work on Instagram. And then I just make a note to myself. And you can even link to their post and have it be something like inspired by. I wrote out, I think it was like 80 times I actually wrote out the word inspired by. And now I just leave the link. But I know myself, because this is just for me. This is not ever a note that I'm going to share publicly. It's just for me. I know that the note that I made about my idea and the link to someone else's post is just an inspiration about how I might present the idea that I came up with. Another thing that's really helpful, Instagram specifically, is to look at how people are using trending audios, how they're using the music and the audios with their posts. I think that's helpful. And then I'll save some audios in there and just kind of make a note to myself about how they do it. You know, maybe it's one of those things where the music changes in the middle and then they put their hands up over the camera lens and it changes to something else.
Okay, real quick, if you are serious about starting your own teacher biz, I made you a free resource that's going to simplify everything and just get you started on the right foot. It's called the Free Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and it will guide you through your first three steps of getting started with your teacher biz. get started right away and grab that free guide at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. I can't wait for you to get your hands on that great resource. I know it will get you started on the right foot.
I just find that really helpful to see what other people are doing. And I think the best ideas come from that. And if you're making your ideas, if you're coming up with your ideas based on what is already performing well on the platform, I think it gives you a leg up in the game. One other thing that I think is really helpful to look at when you're studying what is working on any given platform is to look at the words that they're using. Look at the formatting of their captions, of their posts. Is it long form captions where it's really like micro blogging where they're telling a full story with lots of details or a step-by-step tutorial? Is it short sentences that are broken up and there's a lot of space in the writing so it makes it really easy to read? That is something that people commonly do. They'll do one line at a time, and one line can be a paragraph when you're writing online. All of those old rules don't apply anymore. Teachers, we can start sentences with and because and all of those things that we learned not to do in school and that we may have been teaching our students not to do. All of those rules go out the window when you are writing online. And also note the use of emojis in the writing. This is something we never learned in school, how to use emojis in our writing, but it is so powerful, especially in social media. There's a nuance to this. You know, when I'm writing emails, yes, I use emojis, but not nearly as many as I would use in a social media post where there's just emojis all over the place because it really breaks up the text. It makes it easy to read. It makes it more engaging. And it kind of helps to get the point across. You know, if you use one of my favorite emojis is that one with the party hat and the party blower thing. You know, the one with the party hat. That is one of my favorite emojis. If you use that one, people instantly know this is a happy, exciting, celebratory type of content. And it gives them that feeling without even having to explain it in words. It's like a shortcut. And so use emojis to your advantage. You know, there's also that one where they're kind of like hiding the little yellow face is kind of like hiding its face and peeking out. That is instantly interesting because, you know, there's something coming up that might be a little embarrassing or hard to share. So use them well, use them fittingly. But as long as you do that, they really do add to the quality of your writing on social media. I just think sometimes we get lost in the really excessive, elaborate, bigger strategies, which of course are relevant, but there's no magic audio. There's no magic type of post that's going to explode your social media, as well as, in my opinion, studying what's actually working as an actual consumer of that platform and then applying it to your own work as you put it out there. And the last thing I want to say is to always remember to think about this as an experiment until you really find something that's consistently working for you. So don't be disappointed if you post and only one person likes it or no one likes it. That happens to all of us sometimes. And instead, just take that information so that you can shift next time around and hopefully do things a little bit differently. If someone leaves a negative comment on your Instagram or any of your social media, you can just block them and move on with your day and realize that it's not about you, it's about them. So you don't have to be stressed out about those things as you put yourself out there online. And I'll tell you, as I said that, I want you to have that information because it does happen here and there, but I have received far less negative comments over the years of running my business than I ever thought I would before I started. So don't ever let that be a thing that holds you back. Okay, here's your assignment. Go choose a social media platform and start to study it as a consumer who is exploring and trying to find new people to follow. And then study what works. Maybe start a note on your phone, maybe a Google Doc or somewhere where you can really track the things that are standing out to you that you would like to try. Start keeping note of your ideas about how you could show up and then get to work. Start posting, start putting things out there and experiment with it. And I hope that you have fun along the way. One last note, Remember that the point of social media is to be building your email list and your community. So always be sharing a way that people can get on your email list on your social media. All right, that's all for now. I hope this is helpful for you, and I'm excited to see you showing up online. I hope that you enjoyed that episode and got something out of it today. And I hope you'll share it with a friend who will enjoy it too. I love when my friends send me good podcasts to listen to. So I hope you'll be that friend for someone else. If you are ready to get started on your own teacher biz, then I have a great free resource for you. It is the Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and you can get your free copy at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. And until next time, I'll be over here in your corner cheering for you.